News in brief, Syrian government troops have struck back at foreign-backed insurgents who stormed the provincial capital of Raqqa earlier on Tuesday. Pro-government sources have said the Syrian army targeted the position of the al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra front in the city. Damascus accused the militants of attacking public and private property there. Fierce clashes continue between police and protesters in Egypt's restive city of Port Said. Police have shot into the air and fired at tear gas to disperse hundreds of protesters. The unrest erupted after the detention of dozens of people in connection with a deadly soccer riot in 2011. Bahraini people have held a funeral procession for a protester killed at the hands of regime forces. Angry people shouted anti-Manama slogans. The funeral was held after the regime finally handed over the body of a 20-year-old Mahmoud al-Jaziri nearly 10 days after he was injured in a protest. Palestinian university students in northern Ramallah have prevented the British Consul General from giving a lecture at the Rizit University. Sir Vincent Fean had to leave the campus after groups of students and members of the student council protested against his planned visit. Protesters shouted slogans against Britain. Anti-regime rallies continue in Saudi Arabia. People have held a new protest against the Al Saud dynasty in Buraida, north of the capital, Riyadh. The protesters called for the release of women and children recently arrested by regime forces. Venezuela's information minister Ernesto Villegas says President Hugo Chavez's breathing problems have worsened and that the ailing leader is in a very delicate condition. Chavez is currently undergoing chemotherapy at the Caracas Military Hospital. He was diagnosed with cancer in 2011 and has so far undergone several operations. Iran is sounding optimistic about the outcome of future talks with the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Ramin Mehmanparast has said the P5 plus one adopted a more logical approach during last week's talks in Kazakhstan. And France has been gripped by widespread protests and strikes. Members of two leading unions have voiced anger at the government's plans to reform labor law. Once implemented, the reform will make it easier for companies to cut salaries and working hours in times of financial difficulty.